Israeli defense forces today widened their offensive in the West Bank, entering one more town and moving to the outskirts of another. The expanded operation follows a pair of suicide bombings yesterday. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has promised to uproot what he called Yasser Arafat's terror network. The Palestinian leader remains trapped in his Ramallah headquarters, surrounded by Israeli forces. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Having sealed off Ramallah, Israeli forces are on the move in a widespread action dubbed Operation Defense Wall. In its fourth day, the offensive appears aimed at reoccupying Palestinian-administered areas. According to residents in the West Bank town of Qalqilya, water and electricity have been cut, and troops and tanks have taken up positions. Further south, Israeli troops are reported poised to begin an incursion into Bethlehem, though the defense ministry denies it. The justification for this expanded operation into Palestinian population centers is the almost daily occurrence of deadly suicide attacks now besetting Israel. The Passover and Easter holidays were shattered again yesterday with an assault in Haifa. A suicide bomber strapped with explosives blew himself up in a crowded restaurant, leaving 15 dead. Last night, Ariel Sharon told the Israeli people they were at war and there was no choice but to fight.
We have to combat this terrorism uncompromisingly. We have to uproot it. You cannot make any compromise with terrorism. You cannot compromise with people who are prepared, like the suicide bombers in Israel Street or the Twin Towers in the US, to die simply in order to kill innocent people.
The Palestinian chief negotiator, Saeb Erekat, said Sharon is, quote, slamming the door in the face of all those who are trying to de-escalate the situation.
I don't know what he would score victory over what, but at the end of the day, Sharon's tanks, Sharon's siege, Sharon sustaining the occupation will not bring security or peace for anybody in the region.
Israeli press reports quote military sources today saying that all of the cities of the West Bank would gradually be, quote, taken care of, with military activity expected in the Gaza Strip as well. The Israeli military maintains its reoccupation of Ramallah. Arafat remains unharmed but impotent as the siege of his headquarters continues there. International peace activists ignored warning shots from Israeli troops surrounding his office and marched to a meeting with the Palestinian leader to give him moral support. It provided the backdrop for a defiant interview by Arafat from a headquarters that now doubles as his jail.
I had signed the Peace of the Brave with my partner Rabin, who had lost his life from these fanatic groups who are now in power in Israel. I am committed to the peace of the brave.
The besieged Palestinian leader has few friends in Washington, which is still viewed as the only power capable of steering the warring parties to peace. It is Sharon who benefits from a comfortable diplomatic position with the U.S. This Easter weekend, President Bush supported Israel's right to self-defense, condemned the fresh suicide attacks on Israel, and laid the responsibility to change the dynamic on Arafat's shoulders.
You've got to make it absolutely clear that the Palestinian Authority does not support these terrorist activities and uses security forces to prevent them from happening.
But Arafat's public rejoinder focused on the Israeli occupation, not his alleged role in allowing suicide attackers to flourish.
We are in need of urgent sending international forces to stop this aggression and this escalation, military escalation against our people, against our cities, against our towns, against our refugee camps.
The Americans have asked Israel to ensure Arafat's safety under the siege. They also made clear they would not support the eviction of the Palestinian leader from the territories. U.S. Envoy General Anthony Zinni remains in the region, with the White House saying it won't be deterred from efforts to find a ceasefire. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.